Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Clapping for Jesus, we can make it bigger. You can make it bigger and louder for Jesus. To Him alone be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Praise God, 2026, my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. So offer us to the word. And keep making my boast in the Lord. Shall we lift up our voice and give God quality thanks and praise for the privilege to be in His presence and His mighty deliverance in our midst? Let's give God all the glory and give God all the praise. Let's not commonize His work in our midst. With deep sense of appreciation, let's thank Him. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it for good for us. Please join me and let's give God quality thanks. Father, we say thank you for your mighty deeds in our midst. Not unto us, but unto your name we give glory. We thank you. We thank you for great deliverances, for coming through for us. Receive our thanks, receive our praise. Thank you for not giving us to the witches of our enemies. Thank you for mighty exemption testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Today is our covenant day of exemption. Whatever is meant for evil, God will turn it for good for you. Amen. In the call to worship that we read, Psalm 125 verse 3, it said, "For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lots of the righteous." How many of you believe that word? No evil agenda will come near you and your family. Amen. I thought your amen would be the loudest. Amen. I said, no evil agenda will come near you and your family. Amen. I want your faith to come alive again this morning and believe in this covenant of exemption. Yes, the destroyer is in the land, but yet more, the exempter is also in the land. Is somebody catching what I'm saying? He said, when men say there's a casting down, you will be saying what? Lord, I believe in exemption. I connect myself and my family into it today. I renew that covenant. Are you catching what I'm saying? Lift up your voice and pray. Lord, I believe in exemption. I connect myself. Today we are praying for ourselves and our family. I connect myself into the covenant of exemption. Whatever was meant for evil, our eyes will not see it any longer. Whatever was meant for destruction, it will not come near us. It will not come near our dwelling. It will not come near our place. You can pray for yourself and pray for your family members. As we connect in faith, something is already breaking loose. Even in this service, something is breaking loose for you and for me. In the name of Jesus, no evil, no evil, no evil will come near me or the members of my family. And I thank you because I know it's done. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed. Are you sure you believe the prayer you have prayed? Yes, Please say a louder amen.
Amen.
Father, we give you all the thanks and glory. Thank you, Lord, because you are the great deliverer. The testimonies in our midst today is a sign that you always have the best reserved for your children. Thank you for coming through for your people. Thank you for giving us the privilege to celebrate. To you alone be all the glory and the honor. Lord, is our covenant day of exemption. Let the seal of exemption come upon everyone again. By the encounter of the word and the anointing in the service today, we renew our exemption rights. That no matter what goes on in this world, it will not come near us. It will not come near our family. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as the pictures of your word is unveiled, grant everybody unusual insight. Give us understanding of your word. Open our eyes so that we can behold wondrous things out of your word. And let no one go home the same way they came. Every captive shall be delivered tonight. Every sick be healed in this service. Everyone plagued be free in this service. This is your service of testimony. And so shall it be. You believe that aloud? Amen.
Amen.
Give Jesus a big hand of praise. As you may please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Unveiling the wonders in the word. Part 2. Remember the theme for the month? God's word still works wonders today. Somebody say today. Louder you can. It will open eyes, O Lord, so that I can behold wondrous things out of thy law. So the word of God is full of wonders. Somebody say full of wonders. Louder you can say full of wonders. The loudest you can say full of wonders. Genesis 13, 14, and 15, God speaking to Abraham. He said, look northward, southward. Lift up your eyes now and look to the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. Verse 15, for all the land you can see, that is the land I will give. That means I won't give it until you see it. Somebody say, open my eyes, O Lord. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call upon me, I will answer you, and I will show you. Somebody say, show me, Lord. Why do God have to do this? Deuteronomy 29, 29. The secret things belong to God, but the things that he shows us, they belong to us. So it's not about quoting scriptures. It's only yours if you can see it. What you cannot see, you can't seize. And that is the difference between knowledge and understanding. Knowledge means to know. Understanding means to see. Hallelujah. It's not enough to know the word. We must have understanding of the word. Somebody say understanding. Proverbs 4:7. In all thy getting, get understanding. So the more you see, the more you get. The less you see, the less you get. Again, please be reminded that the word of God is the solution book of life. If you hear, say I hear. Are you with me this morning? What did I say, please? Check your neighbor if they are saying anything. What did I say, please? Again, you can remind us again. What did I say, please? Acts 5:20. The Bible says, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. It carries everything about life. So engaging the word is engaging solution. Joshua 1 and verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You meditate there in day and night. Observe to do according to all that is written. Then your ways become prosperous and you have good success. You can't beat it. This book, Solution Book of Life. You have toiled all night. It's time to settle with the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Settle with what? Settle with what? Settle with what? Settle with what? What does the word carry? And all we are trying to do in our Sunday services is show you some of these things so that you don't downplay what you have. You have a gun that is loaded with bullets. And yet, somebody is threatening you with a knife. Hallelujah. I said something last week, and I want to recap. Listen, God and his word are the same. John 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the word. The word was what? God. Not that the word shall be. The word is God. The word is God. So you can't separate him and his word. So I said, whatever answer to God, answer to his word. The reason he's not answering to you is because you don't believe it. Hebrews 4 verse 2. He said, the gospel was preached to us. The same gospel was preached to them. So everybody is hearing it. It said, but the word did not profit them because they didn't mix it in faith. They had, but they didn't mix it. So when we believe the word, we become the word. John 1:12. We become the word. When we believe any word of God that you receive and you believe, you become. Thank you, Jesus. So what is in the word of God? Few things to note here. One, the word is prophetic. Somebody say prophetic. Louder you can, please. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. The Bible says, we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, and you should take heed, unto a light that is shining in dark place, until the day is done, and the day star inside you begin to rise in your heart. It's only a matter of time. If you allow that thing to settle, it will begin to shine in your life. That's what the word is. A more sure word of prophecy. Somebody say sure. Verse 20. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of private interpretation. Please listen to me. Men are not the author of the Bible. That's what he's trying to tell you. Verse 21. Look at it. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. No man wrote this book because they wanted to write. But holy men of God spoke as they were what? So behind every scriptures is the voice of God. Now, let me remind you. The first man that wrote was Moses. True of us? All the Ten Commandments Moses wrote, who gave him? So who is the author? You can't say it's Moses. That's why the Bible is not a storybook. It's because you are looking at it that way. That's all you get. In magic, they say, the more you see, is it? Whatever it is, anyway. Why did I even go there, sir? You don't get the gist. Listen to me. The challenge of Christians is that they don't understand how these things work. Do you know some people believe prophets who prophesy than they believe this written word? It's like as if you are believing the agent more than the manufacturer. Come on now. So even if a prophet come and meet you as Hezekiah and says, Hezekiah, get ready, you are going to die. If you know your word, you can turn to the wall like Hezekiah and say, Lord, I'm too familiar with your word. Why should I be denied of the residual of my years? You said if I serve you by your word, you said you will take sickness from me. You said in your word that with long life you will satisfy me. So I don't believe the prophet. I believe your word. God said, prophet, get back. The man you spoke to, he knows his Bible. Can you see the issue? You hear prophecy, he starts shaking. They say, I will die. They say, I will die. No! Are you catching that now? Stop magnifying evil. Magnify the word. Stop magnifying evil. Magnify the word. The word is prophetic. What does that mean? It means it speaks into your future. Prophecy are things you have not seen, but yet to see. Luke 1:45. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of the things that were told her. Oh, but I have read many things. Oh, not many things have happened. How many have you believed? What does that mean? It means God's word is ordained for fulfillment. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. The word will not fail again in your life. Amen. Isaiah 14:25. He said, for the word of the Lord I've sworn, saying, surely, as I have taught, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed, Isaiah 14:24. Is a so shall he stand. As I have proposed, so shall he stand. As I have proposed, so shall he stand. Every word that is spoken in your direction today, it will stand in your life. Amen. Isaiah 55 verse 10 and 11. He said, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not either, but watered the... Have you ever seen where rain is trying to fall and it goes back? No. So it's liking the word to be a rain, but watered the earth and maketh it to bring forth to bud and giveth seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So shall my word. My word is like rain. When it's falling, it can't go back. He shall not return void. He shall accomplish that which I please. I don't care the enemy around me. Their wishes can happen. Why? Because only what God pleases will happen in my life. And he shall prosper in the things where I have sent it. So you can send the word to your business. You can send the word to your career. You can send the word to things. Everything will hear the word. Everything. Including animate and inanimate. Somebody say, I hear. The word will not fail in your life. God's word is alive and it abides forever. That's what we are trying to say. 1 Peter 1 and verse 25. He said, for the word of the Lord endureth forever. He endureth forever. He endureth forever. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Somebody say settled. Psalm 119 verse 89. It will settle you today. Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the dot of my word will not pass. Please, people of God, you can bank on the word and go to rest. Thank God for the medical report. She connected to her spiritual family and went to seek the Lord for 3 weeks. Are you catching that now? Whereas another believer will hear that kind of report and will be crying for 3 weeks. You see the challenge? 3 weeks! Turn to the wall. Turn the wall to the wall. And by 3.5 weeks, daughter of God, congratulations. Like somebody here, you'll be hearing congratulations. Am I speaking to you right now? Concerning that family member, you'll be hearing congratulations. Please, Christians, we must know how to face our battle. When you are faced on with battle, don't just be talking to men. It does not change anything. You are not looking for sympathy. You are looking for solution. Are you catching what I'm saying? Never discuss your problem with people who don't have the solution. It becomes a gossip. Find people that can use the word with you and turn the situation around. Are you catching what I'm saying? Let's learn from these testimonies. They are principles we can work on. Turn to the word. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, and everything changed. Because when the word goes forth, it must come back with testimony. It must come back with testimony. What are you standing on? That's my question. I know there is a medical report, but what are you standing on? Is what will make the difference. What are you standing on? Number two, God's word is transformational. Somebody say transformational. Louder, you can say transformational. Romans 12, 2, it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Get yourself transformed. The word transform means to be changed in a positive direction. The word of God can change you. The word of God can change you. Isaiah 9 verse 8, he sent his word to Jacob and enlightened the whole of Israel. If you hear, say I hear. I said, if you hear, say I hear. It's a word. Why? Because the word is a light. The word is light. Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is what? So, the word of God is light. John 1, 5. And the light shine in darkness. And the darkness. We live in a dark world. But when the word of light can shine in your life, the darkness cannot comprehend it. Satan will not comprehend it. So, what do? We walk in that light. Somebody say, I walk in that light. That's what we do. We walk in the light. We walk in the light of scriptures. 2 Corinthians 3:18. As we behold him as in a glass, we are changed. We are changed into the same image. From glory to glory. You are not there yet, but it will keep changing you. It will keep moving you. It will keep taking you to one level. It will keep bringing changes to that medical condition. So what do? You keep looking and you keep walking. Somebody say walk. Louder you can say walk. Loudest you can say walk. And the loudest you can say walk. What is in the word is creative. Creative. Speak the word only. Number three. Speak the word only. Creative. He said, and my servant will be made whole. Matthew 8 and verse 8. Jesus spoke the word. And in the same hour, verse 13, the servant was made whole. Somebody say, I hear. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 26 to 27, they had a situation of finance. And the tax man, they were harassing Jesus. You have not paid your tax. You need to pay. Jesus, the word. Get down to the sea, verse 27. catch a fish. Once you catch the fish, open the mouth, you find money inside. He spoke the word, and money was created in the mouth of a fish. You go and catch a fish, and let's see if there will be pounds there. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 6, verse 5 to 12. The story of Jesus confronted to feeding of the 5,000. He created bread and created fishes. Verse 5, verse 6, they were in pandemonium. What can we do? There are too many people here. Jesus said, relax. Tell them to settle down. I know something that can create. Father, thank you. Because you are here with me. Tell them to sit down. Start giving them the bread. And the bread began to multiply. The bread began to multiply. Somebody say creative. Yes. Louder, you can say creative. Yes. Now, don't forget in Genesis 1, verse number 26 and verse 27. Even us, we were created by the word. Let us make man in our own image. And here are you. God specialized in creating anything, including bringing the dead back to life. How many of us saw that in the story of Lazarus? Lazarus was dead for how many days? Check your neighbor if they know the day. That means days he was dead. And Jesus showed up and Lazarus came forth. Whatever is dead in your life, by the power of the creative word, I decree that they will come back to life. Amen. Would you join me and say a loud amen, please? Amen. For the word of God is quick and powerful. Hebrews 4 and verse 12. Sharper than two-edged sword. The word of God is creative. It can penetrate the mind. It can penetrate the soul. It can penetrate the body. Are you catching what I'm saying? I decree over you tonight. I decree over anything. Please, as you are standing here, if there's anything around you that may not be here, I want you to be picturing it because you are in a strange service. I send a word unto them right now. That in the name of Jesus the Christ, they come back to life beginning from now. Amen. You shall not die. Amen. Did you hear what I said? I said you shall not die. Amen. That family member will not die. Amen. That business will not die. Amen. That career will not die. Amen. That family will not be shattered. Receive it in the name of Jesus. He specializes in creating things, including things that are dead. So how do I tap into the wonders in the word? If the word is prophetic, if it is transformational, if it is creative, what do I need to do to tap into these wonders? Number one is that you must crave for spiritual understanding. What did I say? Crave for it. Colossians 1 and verse 9. For this cause I pray for you, and I desire that you may be filled with knowledge in his will, in all wisdom. And what? Spiritual understanding. Now listen to me. You can be an intellectual and still don't understand the Bible. Pray for spiritual understanding. Ephesians 1, 18 and 19. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. So you can be reading the Bible and it's like a coded book. Why? No understanding. Listen to me. It is what you understand in the word that will stand in your life. That is the reason why we are the same Christian, but we don't have the same results. Do you know why? What I understand from this Bible is not what you understand. That's why our testimonies are different. why some believer can see that Jesus has done it. Some believers are still doubting if he did it or didn't do it. That's the difference. Ask your neighbor, what can you see? That's what we call spiritual understanding. No? Spiritual understanding means what you see. Now listen, I said that on Wednesday and it was very strong. It was very strong. John chapter 1. If time will permit me, let me show this to you. John 1. Put it on the screen quickly, please, from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was what? Go next. The same was in the beginning with what? All things were made by Him. Was there anything made that was made fine? Verse 4. Now watch. In Him was life. And the life was what? And the life was what? Life became light. So, put it another way. Until you catch the light, it cannot bring life. It is the light of the world that bring it alive in your life. So your understanding of the word is what makes it actually work, not knowledge. So leave all those knowledge group. We must crave for spiritual understanding. And you know why most of the time we don't understand? 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. I will show you. This is where the problem is. 4 verse 4, please. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. He said, the God of this world blinds. Can you see that? Blinds. What does the devil blind? Satan does not blind our eyes. He blinds our mind. And what is the reason for the blinding? He said, least the light. Are you catching it? What is light? Understanding. That is the reason why you meet people on the street and they can't catch what you are saying. The God of this world blind. And people are even in church too that are blinded. They will analyze everything pastors say. They will say it's not true. They will say it's not possible. They will say that is for them, not for us. They always have excuses why the world does not work for them. Why? Understanding. Until you get to the point where you say, now I see, you may never believe. This is the way I put it. Until the scripture become a picture, you may keep doubting it. Picture. Because the language of the mind is pictures. Listen, when I say 14 or I say 10, what does your mind see? 1 and 0, pictures. It is pictures that make you understand. So until the things you read become live pictures in your mind, you may never understand it. So we must crave for it. It's a prayer thing. Lord, open what? My understanding. And sometimes you do that by falsifying it with fasting and prayer. Yes. This is where a lot of people have problems. Because certain light will not break until you fast. Matthew 17, 21. This kind goeth not out. Some devil will not leave you until you fast and you pray. So keep eating, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And yet, life is not working. You have compounded problems, in case you are not aware. Me, I don't like struggling. You're already struggling. Are you not struggling? You're already struggling. This is you. You can't sleep. Are you getting me? You need pill to sleep. You need alarm to wake. You are palpitating. You are agitating. Is that life? No. Take life serious and seek the Lord. Isaiah 58, verse 6. This is the fast I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness. In verse 8, he said, then shall your light break out. So when you go into fasting, you enter new realms of spiritual understanding. Somebody say, I hear. Receive that grace in Jesus' name. Number two, respond promptly to every truth of the word. Respond. Prompt respond. John 12, verse 35 and verse 36. Jesus said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. Just like today, if you don't do what you need to do in the day, whether you like it or not, night will come. True of us? That's what the Bible says. Beware of delayed obedience. Let's look at the testimony of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, just two of it. Look at from verse 1, reading Genesis 12, please. Speaking about Abraham. Now the Lord said to Abraham, get thee out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, unto the land I will show you. Verse next. I will make you great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. Verse 3. I will bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be what? Generational blessing. Promise. Verse 4. Everybody read. Let's stop there. Abraham did not go about. See, did you see what God said? God said, will bless me. God said, will make me great. Ooh, there's a prophecy over my life. Abraham did not discuss it. He executed it. Execution is the manifestation of revelation. If you don't execute the word, it won't work. You can talk about it all day. That is where a lot of people have issues. Immediately, Abraham took a move. Abraham did not look for party to say, you know what, can you confirm what God has said? Like some of you do. You are looking for somebody to confirm what God told you. And they have confused you. Genesis 22, verse 1. Another example of Abraham. Because we are all praying for the blessings of Abraham. We must learn what Abraham do. It came to pass after this thing that God did tempt Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. Okay? And he said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, specific, whom you love, get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering unto one of the mountain, which I will tell you. I've not told you the mountain yet. But get out. Get out. Look at verse 4 quickly. Okay, verse 3. Everybody really want to go? When did he rose up? That means God spoke to him in the night. Some of you will be like, you know, go. Do you see the reason why it looks like the world is not working? Many churchgoers, few word doers. James 1:22. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. You are a fool if you know the word and you don't do it. Please, I didn't say so. The word says so. Matthew 7, verse 25 all the way to 28. If you don't do the word, the Bible calls you a fool. A fool. You can't harass God. We must only do the word. Prompt response. Somebody say, I hear. Prompt response. If God says give, don't ask anybody. Satan will not tell you to give. In case you are waiting for Satan to talk to you, check in the Bible. There is nowhere Satan tell anybody to give. Nowhere. Satan can never tell you to love. Never. Satan will tell you, look at the way they are doing you. You do them back. Are you stupid? Never. And yet, you are waiting for emotion. You don't need emotion. You need execution. Don't feel the word. Do it. Listen to me, people of God. This is where most Christians are bankrupt. You come to church like this. You hear the word, but you do little. You do little. In 1 Samuel 15 and verse 26, hear what God told the man called Saul. And Samuel said to Saul, I will not return to thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. And the Lord has what? Period. Somebody say, I hear. Say, Lord, I receive grace. You are silent now. Say, Lord, I receive grace to be doers of the word. And let me say this to some of you who always wait for people to do their part. It's not necessary. Listen, God does not need the opinion of anybody to bless you. God does not need the opinion of anybody to protect you. God does not need the opinion of anybody to change your story. Why do you wait for people's opinion before you do what God says? I'm glad you are silent now. Because somebody says, like, they came to report me to pastor this week. Yes, you were reported. And the Holy Spirit is using me to talk to you. How many have you done? How many? We keep giving excuses. And the more we excuse, the more we are excluded. You reject my word, I reject you. The Lord will have mercy. Finally, always give God glory for every change of story you experience. Psalm 118 verse 27. It says, God is the one that has shown us light. Father, thank you for showing me light. Are you catching that now? So if God help you to understand the word and you can see changes, what do? Give God thanks. We are very familiar with that. If you don't thank God for what he has done, even the little he has done, you are not qualified for the next. Somebody say, Lord, I receive grace. Luke 17, verse 17 to 19. Today is our covenant day of exemption. I see God's seal of exemption coming upon you afresh. Amen. I thought I would hear a loud amen. Amen. As I thought I would hear a loud amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 17. Galatians 6, 17. Let them put that on the screen. And let's read that very quickly. Please, everyone, read that with me together. For henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus. You want to put life to it again? From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of Jesus. Do it more the last time, please. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark. Can you turn it to prayer in your seated position? From today, let no man trouble me. Let no sickness trouble me. For I bear in my body the mark of Jesus. I am a child of God. I cannot be troubled. Sickness, you can't trouble me and my family. No. No. Let no man trouble me. I thought you would pray the prayer for yourself. Put that scripture on the screen, please. Let no man trouble me. As a child of God, I bear in my body the mark of Jesus. I bear in my body the mark of Jesus. I bear in my body the mark of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So you can see from scripture, if you are a child of Jesus, you live in a trouble-free life. I bear in my body the mark. 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. You are bought with a price. If you are a child of God, you carry the mark of exemption. Ephesians 2 and 19. He said, we are now citizens of heaven and in the household of God. Marientos cambre telesuria. You are now citizens as a child of God. Therefore, Satan can no longer trouble you if you believe it. God's people will always be exempted in the time of trouble. Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is with them that fear him, and upon them that hope in his mercy. Mercy will answer for you this week. Yeah. I thought I would hear a louder amen. The mercy of God will answer for your family this week. Amen. Verse next, please. Let's read together. I want to go, everyone. To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in family. No matter the economic downtime, in the name of Jesus Christ, I see God delivering you from that downtime. When men are talking about hardship, you'll be talking about plenty. You'll be talking about life. Somebody receive that with the loudest amen. All of that example we saw in the children of Israel. All the evil that happened in Egypt, not one came near the children of Israel. You are a spiritual Israelite. Let me round up this way. How do I assess my exemption right? Quickly, please. Number one, you must carry that mark of Jesus. That means you must be born again. You must. That is where it begins. John 3:3. Whosoever is born again, it says, they see. When you receive Christ, you become a member of the family. John 1 and verse 12. He's not quoting it. You have to. It's an experience. If Jesus is not the savior of your life, you are not in that family yet. Number two, you must have a revelation of your exemption in Christ. You must have it. You must have an understanding. You must have it. Genesis 13, verse 14 and 15. As far as your eyes can see, you must have it. Exodus 19, 5. He said, therefore, if you will obey my voice and keep my commandment, then you shall be a peculiar person. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 9, he said, you are a peculiar person. Somebody say, my case is different. Number three, you must develop a covenant exemption mentality. It's all in your mind. Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So guide your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. For instance, look at this. Look at what he said in Job 22:29. He said, when there is a casting down, he said, you shall say there is a lifting up. That is what we call covenant mentality. That means whatever happens to them, your case is always different. Look at what David did. Psalm 118 verse 17. He said, I shall not die. Covenant mentality. I will not die. But I will live to what? To declare the words of the Lord. Joel 3:10, covenant mentality. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Don't say I am weak, so that you are not weakened and dead. Let the weak say, I am strong. Pastor, does that not look like I'm lying? Then tell the word, the word told you to lie. You are correct. Number four, keep the love of God in your heart. The more you are in love with God, the more God will defend you at all time. Romans 8:28. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, says enter into the heart of man. Number five, commit to serving God and the interest of his kingdom. Be a servant of God. Serve God with your life. Matthew 6:33. Why? If you do this, the Bible says all other things shall be added to you. Look at what the Bible says in Malachi 3:17 and 18. And let's pray. He said, then they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day I will make up my dwell. I will spare them as a man that spareth his own son that serveth him. People who serve God, God will always spare them. If you serve God with your life, he will spare you. If you serve God with your children, he will spare them. Don't serve God alone. As for me and my house, Joshua 24 verse 15, we shall serve the Lord. Therefore, by the anointing this morning, I seal a seal of exemption coming upon you. Amen. I thought you said the louder amen. Amen. I said, I seal an exemption coming upon you. Amen. I said, I seal a seal of exemption coming upon you. In Psalm 105 verse 13 all the way to 15, it said when they went from one country to another country and from one kindred to another kindred, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved king for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet. As the anointing comes on you and your family today, you become a touch not entity. I thought somebody would say a louder amen. I say you become a touch not entity. 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 The anointing coming upon you will be a mark. According to Ezekiel 9 verse 6. He said, come not near anyone that has the mark. As the anointing comes on you this morning, no evil will come near you and your family. Amen. Please join me and say a louder amen. Amen. So you are not just putting oil on your head. By faith, you are placing a seal of exemption. And in the name of Jesus, from today, your case will be different. Amen. Please say a louder amen. Amen. I say your family case will be different. Your career, your case will be different. Amen. I say your business, your case will be different. Amen. Concerning your children, your case will be different. Amen. Somebody say, my case will be different. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and rise up on your feet as we pray. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Please rise up on your feet. We're about to pray. If you are in this service, you can't say Jesus is the Lord and Savior of your soul. You have not surrendered to him. Give us the privilege to pray for you. Please, I plead with you. Satan is looking for who to kill and to destroy. John 10:10. He said, but I have come so that you have life. And you have it what? So anywhere you are, pastor, I want to surrender to the Lordship of Christ. I want Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of my soul. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand and we'll pray for you. Wherever you are. God bless you as you do. Church, let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Wherever you are, please. Wherever you are, please. Take a bold step and come forward. Let's keep clapping. We can encourage that person. Wherever you are, please. Oh, Jesus, I give my life. I surrender my soul. Come and be the Lord and Savior. Please come. Any brother, any sister, clap for them. Let's encourage them if they want to come. Anybody. Saints of God, pray in the spirit. We are waiting for you. Galamando grokete kelebo rabitaletia. Shikalamonda bragatene menakusa barabadia. Tekushka bambre tisoteria. You want to come, please come. You want to come, please come. Let's encourage anyone. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Please come. Let's pray for you. And God bless you as you do. God bless you as you do. God bless you as you do. Bless you as you do. One more time, God bless you as you do. Church, give Jesus a big hand. Shall we bring our bottles of oil out as we get ready to pray? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Please, if your neighbor don't have, do well and just give them some in their hand as we pray quickly. This anointing shall be unto you and me. A mark of what? A mark of what? A mark of what? A mark of what, please? Remember, he said that the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? So every yoke in your life, if your faith believes it, Isaiah 10 and verse 27, he said it shall be destroyed. Not that it shall be broken. He said it shall be destroyed. So as this oil comes on you, the yoke destroying power rests upon you right now. He says, is any sick among you? He said, get them to the elders. Let them pray for him. And let them anoint him with oil. So in the prayer of faith will save the sick. As we anoint ourselves right now, any form of sickness and any form of disease, by the anointing, that sickness is shattered. Amen. By the anointing, that sickness is broken. Amen. So expect the healing power to flow upon your life. Amen. What more? Every spirit of depression. In Isaiah 61 verse 2, he called it the oil of joy. Against the spirit of depression, whatever is depressing you, by the power of this anointing coming on you, they are lifted off your shoulder. Whatever is blinding your eyes so that you cannot see the world, I decree that that eye, that spiritual eye, is open in the name of Jesus. Now, as this oil comes on you, receive the seal of exemption. Receive the seal of exemption. Receive the seal of exemption. From sickness, from death, from calamity, from frustration, from limitation, from depression, from all form of satanic restriction. Receive the seal of exemption. And so shall it be. With that oil in your hand, Lord, we decree the oil is blessed. As we place it, confirm your word in our life. Place that oil in your head right now and just begin to pray for yourself. 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 I receive the seal of exemption. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. According to Malachi 3, verse 11 and 12, the Bible says, as we take the anointer, the baptizer, the fire, he called it the fire and the fan. He said it will purge our body. So as we take the seal, a shot of this oil inside us, if there's anything inside your body that is not of God, they will be flushed out of your system. Somebody say a louder amen. Lord, please confirm your word. Whatever is buying and selling in anybody's body, as they take a shot of this oil, let the miracle power flow into our system. Whatever is impossible, let it become possible. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Please take a shot of it. Let it touch your tongue in faith. And begin to give God thanks.
Give God thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Please cover your bottles and begin to exalt him. Magnify. Glorify. To God alone be all the glory. Is that the best you can do? Give him glory. Give him praise. He has answered our prayers. He has given us the seal. And our life will never remain the same. Somebody give Jesus a big hand of praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Congratulate your neighbor and say, neighbor, the seal of exemption is on you. Congratulations. Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Give Jesus a big hand of praise.
We believe you are blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.